Yeah. 喂，大家好啊，晚安啊，又系咧我马高主持呢个 One More Night 嘅时间啦。咁啊，咁啊 ，Helen 咧唔醒啊，咁呢只咧又系今日播嘅歌咧又系 One More Night 啊。咁啊，我希望咧未来咧揾一啲即系叫 One More Night 嘅歌咧喺呢个节目里面咧开头可以同大家播下啊嘛。咁啊搞庆个场去先啊。咁啊，又系礼拜四晚嘅时间啦。咁啊。經過咗咧咁多日嘅辛勞之後咧，咁大家咧都需要咧即係鬆一鬆啊，咁啊 ，one more night 咧嘅時段咧，咁啊即係好適合大家咧即係唞一唞啊，咁亦都叉叉電咧準備嚟緊啊五六啊星期五同埋星期六嘅嚴峻嘅挑戰啊。咁啊，點解講係嚴峻嘅挑戰呢？咁啊，因為咧，你都知啦，逢禮拜五咧，經過一晚之後咧，當大家瞓醒嘅時候咧，一起身就見到阿凱話撲街啦，有四五個鐘頭啦。咁啊，今個禮拜六咧，仲有呢個方丈啦、北京 A 啦，同埋呢個長策咧嘅呢個 level up 啊。咁啊 ，level up 咧都已經突破咗佢嘅呢個終極嘅極限啦。上集嘅 one more 嘅 level up， 我記得好似唔知三粒幾鐘啊。咁啊，即係話呢，只要大家禮拜五六呢只要稍一唔留神嘅話呢，阿凱嘅時間呢，嘩，十個鐘頭，咁啊真係瀨曬嘢。咁啊，啱啱呢，即係阿哈倫都話問我點解咁鍾意呢播呢個 cover 呢，咁啊 cover 咁啊有幾樣嘢嘅，咁啊大家成日喺心機啊，或者你嘅屋企嘅呢啲 music player 呢聽緊呢嘢呢啲咁嘅歌啊，一啲歌星嘅歌聲咧，咁啊好似耳熟能詳啊嘛。如果我播翻一模一樣咁啊，大家冇聽嘅意思啊嘛。咁啊揾一揾啲咧其他人 cover 嘅版本咁啊，有啲味道啦。咁啊第一樣嘢啦，咁第二樣就係、我都會熬底噶嘛。因為熬底係咩咧？喂，你播翻一啲啊，咁啊啲 copyright 嘅版本咧，咬咬地咁，所以就我都係播下 cover 咁樣。哇，好大聲喎，出面我望一望咩事先啊。好彩呢就唔係出面火燭啊，我幾驚啊，一條友喺 studio 出面火燭呢丙丁扮下啦，就當咁冇事。咁咩叫做馬高係咁嘅呢咁樣。咁我就唔係咁容易俾你估到嘅，有啲嘢咁啊。上個禮拜呢講過就把聲爛聲啦，咁啊經過咗呢即係禮拜六嘅煎熬啦，禮拜日呢練完車之後呢就終於真係撲咗去呢個睇醫生啊。咁啊呢個睇醫生呢真係應該係 Talk Only 主持人呢呢、這個禮拜日日都會度過啊。咁啊先有呢個跌筆又病咗啦，咁啊我又有少少唔舒服啦，咁啊 Kalen 呢睇兩飯添，咁啊我睇醫生呢就冇個 Kalen 咁精彩，又咩忍住唔瀨屎咁樣啊。咁啊入到去即係都係等咗一陣間，咁醫生就問我喂咩事啊馬生你咁樣。咁啊我嘅情況好簡單啫，我話喂我吞口水又痛啦，喉嚨呢又感覺好似摸落去呢腫腫地咁樣，話會唔會係嗰啲咩扁桃腺炎啊咁樣。咁啊醫生呢就好溫柔咁講話啊，你呢啲有冇頭痛同埋呢個發燒啊咁樣。我話冇喎，呢兩樣嘢都冇喎咁樣。咁佢又呢就叫我抹大個口，然後佢又再搵即係電筒啊射一射。佢話喂馬生啊，你冇睇到咩，你個口呢喉嚨叮個位啊，如果有好大粒嘅飛脂喎，你吞口水痛咪就是因為咁嘅原因囉。咁啊，真係好可惜地呢，咁啊當然啦，我係完全冇諗住抹大個口自己望一望有冇飛脂㗎嘛。咁啊但係呢醫生睇完就話啊喂飛脂呢就唔淨止一粒喎，你脷底啊嗰啲全部都損曬喎。咁啊某程度上嚟講呢夾硬講呢你都可以叫喉嚨發炎嘅，咁有啲潰爛嘅現象。咁啊你食下啲消炎藥啦，再加呢、這個消腫藥啦，咁同埋即係定時朗口呢都藥到病除㗎。不過你預計呢你呢個咁樣嘅情況呢，你都知啦，即係飛脂嗰啲嘢仲要咁大粒， 就絕對唔係幾日就搞掂㗎，咁你預刊都痛返個零禮拜啦咁樣。咁所以呢去到今日嘅我呢，雖然就感覺好似精神啲呀，亦都咦好似唔係好病喎，咁但係每下講嘢呢吞口水呢仲有少少刺痛啦，同埋即係裡面嗰度呀，有幾粒呢啲細嗰啲飛枝仔喺度呀，咁每一次講嘢呢條脷呢嗨到少少牙呢，嘩嗰種痛苦嘅感覺呢就不能之靈形容咁樣啊，咁所以呢今日講嘢呢我都覺得自己有少少漏口啊。唔淨止漏口咁簡單啊，我覺得自己講嘢呢好似硬係覺得呢唔係好舒服咁樣啊，咁啊呢排呢即係工作上面比較繁忙少少啦，大家如果有留意呢平時晏晝 band group 呢即係甚少出現啊，冇錯，因為呢朝頭早呢一返到公司九點幾呢就一直忙到放工啦，當啲同事呢放曬工嘅時候呢係我俾人踢咗去即係搞啲 workshop 嗰啲啊，咁啊正正因為咁呢即係同大家講聲先啊，今個禮拜呢就暫時 Edmund 呢會暫停一個禮拜啊，咁啊一個原因嘅啫，就因為琴晚我講 workshop 講到八點幾呢把聲都沙曬錄唔到音啊，咁啊呢個唯一嘅原因呢，咁啊所以導致到今個禮拜呢就暫時未有 Edmund 啦。咁另外呢即係上個禮拜六呢播完第一集嘅 Edmund 之後呢，咁啊我都諗住啊會好乖乖地咁呢定咗一個schedule 俾自己啦，咁啊循住呢個 schedule 去做嘅話呢應該可以每個禮拜呢喺唔脫期嘅情況底下呢都會播到呢、這個即係 Edmund 咁樣。咁但係呢我有一樣嘢就發現到啊，其實呢有做一個人呢有好多 planning 都好啦，如果你execute 唔到呢咁你都係冇鬼用㗎。咁譬如我咁啦，禮拜一晚呢咁啊好攰啦，咁啊坐喺度呢就望住個電腦呢就諗住打稿啦，咁啊已發現到呢、這個便秘喎，便秘呢梗係唔係下面個便秘啦，係個腦便秘呀，咁啊咁啊返屋企之前呢喺個腦裡面呢已經諗曬啲橋段呀，咁但係發現到以為坐喺度呢望住電腦呢一撳 keyboard 嗰下我一隻字都打唔出喎，咁啊呢啲腦袋上的便秘呢我不知道即是身為創作人那些什麼 K-Lin 啊或者即是藍毛芝那些有沒有試過的情況啦，那我都挺常見的，就是說、可能、已經好像空有成竹樣有曬個朗有個故事啦，但是當要切實地寫下來的時候呢總會遇到一些難度的，無論寫一些什麼 story 啦，在公司做 PowerPoint 啦，甚至呢揼個 Word file 嗰啲 report 呢都常常遇到呢個問題呀，咁我唔知係未老先衰呀定係個轉數慢呀，咁近一兩年呢時常出現呀，咁真係唔知點算。咁工作壓力呢大咗少少啦，咁同時間呢好似講嘢略為快咗好多咁樣啊，咁近排呢即係食無定時都緊要啦，咁個腸胃呢亦都係真係爭少少啊，咁不過唔講咩病唔病嗰啲啊，講得多呢就越講越病啊嘛，今個禮拜呢並唔係想講咩病唔病嘅，咁開咪之前呢咁我見到啊有中有聽眾呢發現到呢、這個台務啊，咁台務方面呢就係 Talk Only 嘅網站呢經歷咗一個重大嘅更新啊，咁呢個更新呢就並唔係呢將本身已經亂弄擺嘅嗰啲 icon 呢執返正佢啊，而係呢就 Talk Only 嘅主頁上面呢就多咗一個呢 Google Calendar 啊，咁啊擺咗個 widget 喺度啊，咁呢個 widget 呢好簡單嘅啫，就鑑於呢即係閉台呢嘅節目呢增加嘅情況啊，個增長率呢係以倍數增加，由一個節目呢變成咗呢、這個三至四個節目咁樣啦，咁啊變咗呢有個情況就係、是、啲聽眾呢見到以為有時冇辦法跟喎，喂幾時會有節目呢咁樣，咁就犯生咗呢個呢 Google Calendar 嘅念頭咁樣啦，咁大家如果唔信呢可以去 talkonly.net 呢就睇一睇咁、個網頁呢而家幾咁美好啊，係咪先。 咁呢個呢 Google Canada 有個好處咁就係、是、呢其實大家都唔一定要去個網頁呢睇個 timetable 嘅，咁大家呢可以用咗呢你手上面呢嘅呢個 iPhone 啊，咁或者呢 Android 呢，咁將呢個嘅 Canada 呢subscribe 咗佢呀，咁到時呢開咪之前呢咁你可以教15分鐘呢，咁佢就會彈個 alert 呢話俾你聽啊，係時候呢聽呢個港台 Talk Only 嘅唔同環節嘅直播呀，咁我都覺得幾貼心嘅呢樣嘢。咁我開頭呢都以為啊會唔會有啲咩 calendar 嘢呢搞 event 俾我哋用嘅呢，唔知原來咦唔係喎，原來係俾大家聽眾喎，咁等大家呢真係唔好 miss 任何一個直播嘅節目嘅機會咁樣。咁驟眼所見呢All Day Breakfast 同埋 One More Light 呢9月17日呢就同一日出現啦，咁聽日嘅港台 Talk Only 啦，咁禮拜六嘅方丈嘅 Level Up 之外呢，咦唔係喎，下個禮拜呢仲有 Green Boys 喎，咁即係佢哋咁講呀，抹住先嘅啫，佢哋話下個禮拜二會有直播嘛，咁即管睇下佢哋下會唔會食言啦。咁9月呢，咁9月22號禮拜二呢7點鐘呢會有 Green Boys 喎，咁順住先呀。咁講開 Talk Only 呢，咁咦都做咗十幾集喎，都好似未爆過 Talk Only 啲內部嘢㗎嘛。今個禮拜呢即係喺一個咁攰啦同埋呢咁無計可施嘅情況啦，咁梗係爆下人哋啲嘢呢，咁最開心呀大家咁樣。咁我唔知道大家聽眾呢聽咗幾多年 Talk Only 啦，咁我自己聽 Talk Only 呢都係講過好多次啦，因為 QA 呢講呢個 Skype 呀，咁令到我非常之著弱啦，咁我都呢一個係一個好好聽嘅節目呀，咁所以呢就上咗 Talk Only 呀。咁當年呢其實節目環節呢其實都唔少㗎，咁最開頭呢應該就有咁大家都有聽過嘅無人駕駛嘅情況啦，咁無人駕駛呢個節目嚟㗎，咁辦緊當年呢即係我唔記得港台定商台呀，有一個鐘頭嘅時間呢咁俾啲聽眾呢打上嚟呀，咁係呀冇主持呀，亦都冇人讀任何嘅信嘅，咁聽眾自己打上嚟呢讀一段留言啦，咁然後呢就點播音樂咁樣嘅，咁無人駕駛呢我記得好似都係播咗十零集到啦，因為呢個技術上面嘅問題啦，咁同埋呢雖然就話冇主持呀，咁但係要有條友呢坐喺度準時呢開咪呀，咁即係筆總呢就覺得感到有壓力呢，咁最尾就冇再有呢個無人駕駛嘅時段呀。咁無人駕駛冇咗之後呢，咁就有呢個小王嘅呢個長期良美啦，咁同埋呢即係本身呢主節目呢 Talk Only 咁樣，咁一直都相安無事嘅，咁亦都冇咩即係整色整水嘅東西咁樣㗎。咁但係呢大家唔知道有冇留意啦，咁曾經有一段時間呢其實呢筆總呢就喺 Talk Only 嘅主頁裏面呢有個 blog 㗎喎，係呀係博客嗰啲 blog 啊，咁呢就唔知不定期呢就會打篇文啦，咁呢就要寫下啲感言呀咁樣，咁我記得呢都好似打咗一排咁樣嘅，咁後咪呢打下之後呢佢都自己唔打呢，咁去返即係筆總自己本身嗰個 blog 呢就 update 咁樣，咁大家唔知道有冇諗過呢點解筆總呢會俾人呢擁咗出嚟寫 blog 呢。咁好簡單嘅，因為呢當年呢即係 Talk Only 呢，咁當然啦就冇而家咁長啦，咁我又記得呢我第一次上 Talk Only 嘅時候呢個節目呢應該頂盡啦，應該都唔過兩個鐘頭咁樣。咁於呢即係小弟開始上 Talk Only 啦，咁另外呢後咪有尖尖嘅加入呢，咁其實揦埋手上面呢開咪嘅人呢都有四五個咁平均。咁佢發現到呢就係節目時間呢就唔係好長啦，咁其實呢大家呢係可以分享到自己諗法嘅時間呢就唔係好多咁樣，咁鑑於每個人呢成日都打交㗎嘛，以前就係好鮮明㗎大家啲角色啲立場呀，咁QA 亦都會追擊呢個筆總啦，咁而我呢就爭唔到咪呀，有時出唔到聲呀，咁我就好無聊咁樣時候就提議筆總，喂有冇諗過呢整個 session 呢俾每一個主持呢即係得閒呢 share 下自己嘅諗法呀咁樣。咁呢單嘢呢早於我冇記錯應該04定05年嘅時候我講㗎。 咁啊，自兴咧嗰阵时就系讲 blog 啊嘛，咁啊，所以就我又讲过话，喂，不如咁啦，我哋起个 blog.talkonly.net 啦咁样。咁啊，前嗰排咧，即系同阿北总佢哋咧，就喺主持人个 line group 里面讲开呢单嘢咧，咁啊，赫然发现咧，原来 blog.talkonly.net 咧，好似未死喎，咁啊，仲有啲即系尸骸喺度啦咁样，咁啊。嗰陣時呢就推咗阿北總呢出去寫第一篇嘅，我話喂你常任主持嚟㗎嘛，咁繼續寫一兩篇旺一旺個場去，咁多啲人睇到我，咁然後呢先至俾下唔同人寫啦咁樣。咁啊係呀，冇錯，北總呀真係寫咗幾鑊嘅，咁然後呢後咪其他主持人啦，包括呢即係出名叔呢啲嘅叔沙嘅 QA 呢，固然係完全冇寫過呀，亦都提都冇提過。咁自此呢單嘢呢就成為咗85,000，咁而阿北總呢就俾人老屈咗呢寫咗幾鑊呢個 blog 啦。咁佢寫咗幾個禮拜之後呢，佢突然間喺開咪之前問喔、哦、你班仆街呀、啊、又話寫 blog 嘅得我一個人寫，咁你哋去咗邊呀咁樣。咁啊固然呢就冇人出聲啦，咁啊從此呢個 blog.talk.net 呢咁呢就廢咗啦，咁啊從此呢就85,000咗。咁但呢個 blog.talkonly.net 呢即係接咗之後呢即係呢啲主持人個人化嘅呢個節奏呢係冇停滯過㗎，咁之後後咪呢又唔知呢相隔多2至3年呢，咁好似2007-2008年到啊，咁曾經亦都出現過呢有人提議呢做一個個人主持嘅呢個聲音專欄，不如呢每人一個禮拜呢錄幾段嘢啦，在個節目裡播啊，咁有鑑於又係呢太多人想講嘢啦，而最尾冇人講到咁樣。咁啊呢一樣嘢呢咁啊都係討論咗一排㗎，咁啊你要知啦 ,Talk Only 呢即係當年啊唔係而家，以前嘅 Talk Only 呢就最興呢傾完啲呢就冇下文咁樣嘅。咁啊除咗呢、這個即係聲音專欄之外呢，亦都有即係傾過呢搞下嗰啲乜鬼嘢網友 gathering 啊嗰啲呢唔同嘅呢啲網台嘅方針啊，咁但係最尾呢 Talk Only 呢係一單都冇發生過㗎，咁直至到呢就是、後尾呢大家即係試過一次啊，咁就呢個 iPhone 2G 呢個事件呢就係、是、呢、這個團購事件啊，先至呢開始呢搞下呢啲即係網聚啊，咁當年呢即係搞網聚呢即係都幾勞師動眾㗎，咁一般嚟講呢即係我唔知道大家有冇即係參與過曬咁多次 Talk Only 搞嘅網聚啦。咁通常呢即係以返 Talk Only 嚟講呢，我哋都會睇下金主呢即係呢個北總嘅頭咁樣嘅。咁佢講啲咩呢我哋都唔係好敢呢有太多嘅意見嘅。咁同埋呢北總呢有一樣嘢佢好興㗎嘛。興啲咩呢就係、是、佢自己諗咗呢就自己做㗎啦。咁呢個呢都係北總呢一直以來呢處事嘅方法嚟嘅，咁所以呢我哋都唔係俾咁俾咁太多嘅意見呀，咁啊所以呢係啦，咁啊死啦我有啲咬底添。嗱都係嗰樣啦，即係北總諗咗佢就會自己做㗎啦，咁啊然後做一半呢就會問有冇人幫手啊，咁我哋總會有啲人呢就湧出嚟話哎得啦我幫你手啦，咁然後呢就砌掂件事嘅咁樣。咁啊過去幾次嘅一啲大嘅 Talk Only 事件啊，譬如話呢、這個北總請食飯啦，關於呢個 iPhone 3G upgrade 去 iPhone 3GS 嗰個倒局事件啦，咁啊iPhone 團購啦，甚至呢個 Talk Only 呢對上一次呢529嘅飯局啦，咁啊經歷咗幾次呢啲嘅網聚之後呢，其實呢都即係初步嚟講呢我哋都算搞呢啲網聚比較有成咗型啦，亦都有啲經驗啦，咁但係呢曾經呢我同北總呢亦都搞過一樣好無聊嘅嘢㗎，咁我記唔記得呢嗰陣時喺呢、這個對上一次啊喺尖沙咀呢嗰次嘅我唔印象好似都係 Talk Only 嘅呢、這個唔知係咪十周年嘅晚會裏面呢，咁曾經試過呢個名醬壽司啊，唔知大家有冇有幸呢食過呢個名醬嘅壽司啦咁樣。 咁啊，点解嗰晚咧会即系 order 呢个名将寿司咧？咁啊，因为咧，其实我同北总咧曾经搞过一坛嘢咧，都应该鲜为人知，亦都冇出过街嘅。咁系啲咩咧？就系呢个劣食节目啊！咁啊，众所周知咧，大家都知道咧，北总咧即系对呢个食物嘅方面嘅渴求咧系非常之强劲啊！咁啊，一般嚟讲咧，佢一个人咧可以食两个人嘅份量啊，咁同埋咧食都唔饱啊，同埋每个礼拜咧都总会俾佢揾到啲新嘅食店咧去试食咁样样。咁喺即系食咗咁多美食咧，你会发觉到一般嘅食物咧系不能再去令到佢咧覺得有興奮嘅感覺咁啊，所以咧北總咧曾經咧喺2008-2009年嘅時候咧，曾經講起就話，哇、哦，不如咧揾日試下咧就去名將嗰個錄音咧，即係錄完咧一大堆人咧咁啊，俾啲感想啊，咁然後咧喺節目度播啊，咁一個劣食嘅環節啊，咁啊個名咧亦都就住呢個劣食嘅環節咧，我哋都 wet 咗個 domain 嘅，那個 domain 咧就係 coastwise.com 啊。咁、啊、即係呢人哋就 openwise 嘛，開飯啦，我哋就 closewise 嘅。咁啊，我又記得一日呢嘅禮拜五呢開咪之前呢，咁我同阿北總呢兩個真係誠意拳拳咁呢就去呢個深水埗嘅名將壽司呢食呢個任食嘅壽司㗎。咁你都知啦，即係名將呢即係近3-4年呢應該將嗰個熱潮呢即係推到最高峰呀。咁但係喺嗰陣時候呢，我哋兩個呢在名將都未是去到這個這麼高的知名度之前呢，已經兩條友仔揸住支咪呢就走去呢嘗試去錄這個食名將的感受咁樣啊。咁啊唔知有冇辦法可以搵得返當年嘅錄音呢，咁好無聊嘅，就是兩條友仔坐喺嗰個回轉壽司帶嗰度呢，就即係拎嗰啲特製嘅壽司出嚟啦，啲紅豆軍艦啊，嗰啲好似報紙咁樣梅冧剁嘅嗰啲唔知咩魚身刺身嗰啲咁啊擺落口啦，咁然後就食住咁即係講大家嘅感受啦，同埋形容下嗰啲嘅哇真係好難食啊嗰啲咁樣嘅感受咁樣。咁我記得呢，我哋兩個試完去搶之後呢，仲呢專登約多咗呢大概4-5位網友呢，咁啊，再去拍呢個 YouTube 片嘅，咁啊，如果我揾得翻段 YouTube 嘅話咧，即係播翻俾大家睇啊，咁啊應該幾開心嘅。咁啊，但係最尾咧，搞完名將之後咧，我哋發現到咧，香港嘅劣食咧，即係要用聲音化去介紹咧，實在真係有困難啊。咁啊，後屘咧亦都係啦，同其他嘅 Talk Only 嘅新教頭一樣咧，亦都係咧胎死腹中咗嘅。咁所以咧，大家咧，如果咧聽咗啱啱咁多咧呢啲失敗嘅呢啲新嘗試之後咧，所以咧大家咧係唔會意外咧，就係話有啲嘅新嘅 project 咧搞咗幾集之後咧，大家一致好評咧，然後冇咗嘅。咁包括呢個沙田輝啦，即係咧而家連聲都唔見埋咁啊，唔知點解啊。咁啊亦都咧之前咧，我同阿 K 輪先至講過話咩踩住單車錄音啊，咁啊，咦，我同佢講完咧，大家都話都幾有趣咁樣，咁然後咧咁就起咗2-3個月，就都冇咗件事啊，咁所以有啲 project 咧有 solution 咧係真係冇 execution 咁樣嘅，咁啊鋪咗咁耐咧，只係想講一樣嘢就係、是、其實 One More Light 咧都有好多咧都會有機會出事咧呢、這個呢啲叫做咩爛尾嘅事件出現啊，我有啲擔心啊。咁啊 ，Edmund 咧，我有少少擔心嘅。咁但係希望咧，如果壓力太大嘅話咧，就唔好一個禮拜啦，兩個禮拜播一集都好啦咁樣。咁啊，講開咧，即係多謝大家咧收聽上個禮拜嘅 Edmund 先啦。好似話啲comment 咧都唔係太差喎。咁啊，連個 IFG 都話都 OK 咁樣。咁啊，我都有啲幾感動啊，竟然我唔知係咪 IFG 專登即係將佢嘅要求降低咗，話都 OK 好聽啦、啊、咁但係希望呢之後做出嚟個效果呢都幾好啊， 咁啊，另外咧就系、之前咧有个试过咧同阿湿鸠 Ken 咧去呢个 pub 咧录音咁样样咧，其实咧我都想再添食嘅，咁啊初步咧亦都即系同艾神啦呢、這个 Ivan 咧就都有沟通过咁样样咧，咁啊。希望傾下啲男人嘢啊！咁如果大家咧聽眾咧有興趣咧，亦都不妨咧send 個 email 俾我啊！咁去咧Marco 啦@talkonly.net 嚇，咁記住咧 Marco 嘅串法咧係 MARCO 咁樣，咁咧你send 去 MACRO@talkonly.net 咧係唔會有人收到噶嘛。咁啊，希望大家咧如果有興趣咧，咁啊約個時間出嚟咧，咁啊做一個錄音啦。咁啊，希望咧大家咧可以飲住啲。酒精啦，咁啊，唔知道大家会唔会吹烟啊？咁啊，即系欢唱咧，畅谈下啲男人心事啊，咁啊，亦都系未来咧几个礼拜咧，希望会做嘅。咁啊，如果大家有兴趣咧，不妨咧约埋出嚟咧，一齐即系吹吹水咁样样啊。咁啊，我咧就绝对会欢迎大家嘅。咁啊，見到咧，其實 Talk Only 咧，短短可能大半年裏面咧，多咗咁多個節目啦。咁啊，其中咧，其實好多嘅搞作咧，就並唔係咧，即係一啲所謂嘅常規主持人咧，即係帶領出嚟嘅，咁而係咧有好多唔同嘅聽眾啦。咁啊，亦都希望咧有啲新嘅嘗試咧，咁啊喺 Talk Only 呢個網絡嘅平台上面咧，搞搞新意思啊。咁唔係一定話咧要搞親咧。都荡气回肠嘅，咁但系咧，如果你有啲特别嘅经历咧，咁啊希望咧透过呢、這个网络上面嘅电台咧，同大家分享嘅话咧，咁亦都可以咧 send 去咧 talkonly@talkonly.net 啊，咁有啲新嘅桥啦，或者一啲你想讲嘅题目咧，咁我哋可以度下，咁点样样咧，即系做一個節目出嚟咧，俾大家聽下。咁啊，其實咧，做大個餅咧，就唔係淨係話要做多啲咧嘅聽眾啊，而係咧透過唔同人咧嘅經歷啦，同埋見識咧，即係壯大咗我哋嘅陣容啊。咁呢個咧就係所謂嘅做大個餅啦。
Up everyone, how can you sleep at a time like this unless the dreamer is the real you? Listen to your voice, the one that tells you to taste past the tip of your tongue. Leap in the net will appear. I don't want to wait before the dream is over. I'm going.On a heavy rotation, requesting that it's lifting you up, up, up and away, and over to a table at the Gratitude Cafe. And I am finally there, and all the angels they'll be singing, ah la la la, ah la la la, ah la 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 la. Yes. Well, I don't wanna break before the tour.I'm gonna make it mine. Yes, I'm alone and I'm gonna make it mine. Yes, I'll make it all
咁你啱啱聽完呢個呢 Jason Mars 嘅呢個Make in My 之後呢又返嚟呢呢個 One More Light 嘅時間啦。咁那個禮拜呢比較大啲呢對於我嚟講啊，係一個非工作嘅項目呢，絕對有呢、這個Apple 啊嘅呢個iOS 9嘅呢個大嘅 update 啦。咁琴晚啊，即係最尾 at the end 呢，我都係等唔到啊，瞓咗。咁但係呢朝頭早五點幾鐘呢，唔知點解啊，突然間咋一咋醒呢，咦諗起係喎，應該有啲 update 到喎。咁就撳一撳個 update 掣啦，咁好順利咁呢就已經將呢部 iPhone 6 Plus 呢就 update 咗喺個 iOS 9裏面啦。咁亦都由於聽晚呢我又上唔到節目呢，咁希望呢今晚呢同大家喺度 share 下即係小弟嘅感覺啦。咁其實過程呢都尚算順利嘅，咁因為呢五點幾鐘突然間砸醒屙夜尿嘅時候呢，撳完呢 download 呢亦都冇即係話見到網上面呢有啲人話喂這個升級失敗呢個情況出現到啊。咁download 呢咁嗰個 file size 呢都講緊激幾啦，直接呢 over the air 呢就咁 update 呢。咁我記得呢用咗大概都係廿零分鐘到呢，咁已經將呢個 iOS 呢就已經 upgrade 咗上呢個 iOS 9咁樣。咁你話呢即係初步呢用咗今日一整日啦，咁其實呢個電力方面呢其實個問題又唔係好嚴重嘅。咁以前呢過往嘅經歷呢，一個簡單嘅 update 完嘅 iOS 之後呢，總會一個情況就係話呢個電呢就去得好快呀，又或者部機會慢咗好多呀。咁 so far 呢可能我要求低啦，即正如 Kalen 所講啦。咁我又唔覺得有咩太大嘅問題喎，喺使用方面啦，同埋呢個電量方面啦。咁簡單嚟講呢功能就多咗啦，但係電方面呢同我平時所面對嘅情況一樣啊。咁雖然我用緊呢部 iPhone 6 Plus 啦，咁當然出門口差百 100% 呢，咁一般嚟講呢去到中午呢都只會認返大概50% 左右㗎嘛。iOS 9呢有同樣嘅情況啊。咁都係啦，粒電方面呢冇太大嘅 improvement 啊。咁我亦都暫時未用過呢呢、這個low consumption mode 啊。咁low power mode 嘅情況啦。咁但係so far 我又唔覺得呢因為有 upgrade 呢令到粒電呢用得多咗好多，或者用得快咗好多咁樣。至於速度上面呢sorry 啊。至於速度上面呢我覺得感覺呢係慢咗少少嘅，但係呢如果第一版嘅 iOS 嚟講呢，咁我覺得 so far 亦都係一個可接受範圍裡面喎。咁點解呢？因為其實呢今次呢 upgrade 呢咁 so far 呢用個感覺呢其實都變咗幾多嘅。咁第一樣嘢最明顯呢就係app 嘅 switching 方面啦。咁平時呢撳一個 double tap 嘅呢，咁大家都會見到一個即係轉 apps 個畫面啦。今次呢就嗰啲所謂嘅卡牌形式呢就唔係已經擺曬喺度，即係好似平時你哋玩嗰啲塔羅牌咁樣一張張放曬喺度啦。咁而係呢有啲所謂嘅摺疊式嘅情況出現呢。咁同埋呢嗰個摺疊嘅方向呢亦都唔同咗咁啦。之前呢就你用緊嗰個 apps 應該喺左邊咁呢，然後褪到右邊呢睇下邊個 switch 嘅。咁呢今次就調返轉喎。咁你用緊嗰個 Springboard 或者 app 呢其實呢就喺畫面嘅最右邊啦。咁然後呢掃過去左邊呢就有一啲啦開咗喺後面 standby 嘅 apps 咁樣。咁 so far 呢即係對於我嚟講呢，我覺得使用方面呢呢、這個改變呢其實就順手咗好多嘅。咁喺轉個畫面嘅時候呢，咁亦都你要喐嘅手指嘅間距呢冇咁大呀，即係唔需要似以前咁呢要揈得好大呀嗰個動作。咁好簡單呢一個好細微嘅動作呢現可以 switch 到 app 呢。咁呢部分呢感覺幾好嘅。咁講咗啱啱嗰啲呢更加提一樣嘢，就係個轉 app 嘅速度呢同 iOS 8呢so far 呢亦都唔爭好遠啊。除咗呢有兩個 apps 啊，我唔知係咪因為未 update 啦，一個呢就係 Line 啦，另外一個就係 WhatsApp 啊。咁我發現到呢就係話譬如我喺當我睇下 Band Group 咁啦，咁然後呢轉過去 Line 或者 WhatsApp 呢有個情況呢就係畫面呢會黑黑，大概要 load 一兩秒之後呢 先至会入到去正式个 app 嘅画面。咁啊，呢个咧就系我唯独是咧有少少唔系好惯嘅地方啦。咁啊，可能系因为即系呢两个 apps 咧租花即系未有一啲新嘅 update 啊，咁啊，所以咧导致有咁嘅情况都唔定嘅。咁咧，至於你話咧，有冇啲咩好特別、好奇怪嘅 bug 咧？咁啊，蘇花咧用咗一日咧，冇乜太大嘅問題喎。咁啊，即係可能大家之前有聽眾有提過啦。咁啊，我而家呢部iPhone 咧，俾個公司咧就加一個濕鳩嘅呢個啲corporate 嘅 security apps 啊，嗰個 Mobile Iron 啊。咁啊，蘇花咧雖然 upgrade 咗上呢個 iOS 9咧，咁啊呢啲舊少少咧呢啲嘅 security apps 咧 ，so far 我見唔到有運作上面嘅太大問題啊。雖然咧，我今日放工啊，收到公司 email 就話啊，暫時冇 upgrade 上 iOS 9啦咁樣，咁但係我都上咗啦，冇辦法啦。咁啊，佢話啊有啲問題可能會發生嘅咧，嗰啲咁啊warning 咧，咁啊 so far 用一日咧。咁啊，冇導致到話即係睇唔到 document 啦，或者 check 唔到 email 嘅情況出現咁樣。咁啊 ，so far 咧整體上滿意嘅。亦都見到咧網上面咧有啲即係comment 咧關於嗰個 iOS 9嘅字體啊。好老實啦，個字體方面咧，用咗咁耐一啲舊嘅字體咧，去面對呢、這個咁特別嘅新版咧，硬係覺得咧有啲怪怪地啊。咁啊～因為我不是字體上面的專家啦，我純粹一個 user 呢，望落去呢，唔知點解呀，覺得啲字呢有少少似一啲小朋友字呀，特別有時候呢睇啲譬如好似 WhatsApp 或者 Line 咁樣呢，咁特別係中文字呢，覺得呢佢係比較圓潤啲呀，咁變咗呢係睇落去呢就好似清楚咗少少呢，冇咁大嚿冇咁肥仔啦啲字，咁但係呢感覺呢有啲位呢好圓啊，咁即係譬如可能於是個於字啊，咁硬係覺得呢佢嗰、那個字形怪怪地啦，咁同埋呢有啲筆呢即係好似毛筆字嗰啲轉嗰啲勾角位呢好似比較圓潤少少啊，唔知係咪我自己認住啦咁樣，咁感覺呢唔係話十分之美觀囉咁樣。係啦，咁呢個係我其中一個呢唔係好鍾意嘅地方，咁但係即係都有一樣嘢啦，有啲新屎坑嘅嘢呢，咁始終都係啦，要啲時間呢你去適應嘅，咁可能呢開頭呢頭一個禮拜呢做屌緊話好唔慣啦咁樣，咁慢慢呢後咩就話睇落咪又係咁，咁呢啲撲街嘢呢通常呢我身上面發生嘅呢，咁我相信呢啲睇字體嘅冚拼呢應該下個禮拜呢我覺得都幾好㗎啦，咁呢啲都係自欺欺人嘅感覺啦。咁中文呢就都唔算好靚啦，咁而嗰啲英文呢英文字呢 ,so far 其實喺之前呢 Apple Watch 上面呢都已經睇開啦，咁你話係咪即係好正呢，咁我覺得麻麻地嘅，咁有啲外國嘅 comment 就話即係新嘅英文字體呢直頭係核突啦，咁我又未覺得就去到核突咁離譜嘅，咁但係你話望住個 notes 呢肯定覺得呢佢個字體個形狀呢比較係囉，有啲似 comment type 㗎囉，即係似Microsoft 或者 comment sans 咁樣圓圓地啦，咁但係又幼版咁樣望落去呢就唔係咁 professional 啊，咁呢個呢就係唯一呢關於個字體嘅 comment 啦。咁如果大家有細心留意呢，其實除咗話即係字體嘅改變之外呢，其實有啲微細嘅位置呢都有個 fine tune 嘅，咁比如話呢，譬如可能大家用 band group 啦，咁 upload 張相啦，咁平時咪會有啲字 有幾個譬如 take a photo 啊 ，select a photo 或者 voicemail message 咧嗰啲嘅選項個 menu 咧彈出嚟咧，其實咧其實過去咧 iOS 7同埋8咧，其實嗰個位咧係變咗方形噶，係凸凸冚噶嘛。不過唔知點解咧，今代 iOS 9咧呢啲位咧又變翻曬即係圓角啊。咁啊，好似同而家咧呢個即係平板嘅呢個 iOS 嘅界面上面咧有少少格格不入啊，我唔係好明咧點解會轉到咁樣啦。咁啊，而至於你話即係一個 enhance 嘅 spotlight 啦，再加 Siri 咧，咁我覺得都 nice to have 嘅。咁啊，一個版面上面咧有好多唔同嘅資訊啦，都歡迎嘅對於我嚟講。咁只不過咧，我有一個地方咧，即係我自己唔係好鍾意嘅，就係話個 spotlight 咧個功能真係實在太強勁啦。強勁到個位置咧，好多嘅 apps 咧，都就係 support 佢喎。咁我覺得有一個咧最離譜嘅 apps 咧，其實 supposed to be 咧真係唔應該咧去支援呢個 spotlight 嘅。咁就係即係我用咗都好多年嘅呢個 1Password 啦。咁啊，點解我會覺得 1Password 唔應該就成為咗呢個 spotlight 裡面可以掃到嘅嘢咧咁樣？咁啊，今日晏晝我都有講過啦 ，band group， 咁就係話你話，哎喂，其實只要唔睇到裡面嘅內容，咁你 search 到裡面擺過啲咩咪 OK 囉咁樣。咁啊，喺我角度呢，我覺得 1Password 就即係好似個隔萬咁樣啦。咁我唔 suppose to be 呢個隔萬呢俾人知道呢個隔萬裡面會擺啲咩嘛。雖然即係知裡面呢擺啲咩，咁但你唔知道裡面實際上嗰嚿嘢嘅內容啦，又或者呢即係其他人真係 assess 唔到裡面嘅 details 嘅，咁其實都有一個安心喺裡面啦。咁但係對於我嚟講啊，一個隔萬呢某程度上你要做一個好嘅安全性呢，係連裡面有啲乜嘢呢都唔應該俾人知道㗎。咁啊，所以我覺得 by default 啊，呢個 1Password 類似呢啲嘅 apps 呢，佢 support 呢個 spotlight 呢固然係為咗即係方便啦。咁但係透過呢個方便呢而放棄咗呢個咁重要嘅 security 呢，我覺得即係非常之奇怪啊。即係正如呢，譬如我上面街上面呢執到部電話啦，我假設我解到部機嘅鎖呢，我可以就咁 search， 譬如可能 HSBC， 咁佢可能已經知道你透過呢個 1Password 嘅 spotlight 嘅 resource 呢，已經知道你有冇 HSBC 嘅戶口喎。咁可能details 唔知啊，咁但係呢個都係一個好大嘅壓力嚟㗎嘛。咁有時候我哋唔係淨係話銀行戶口喎，譬如可能一啲網上嘅 login 都好啦，俾人知道呢你係嗰個 service 嘅 user 呢，其實某程度上呢個已經係一個幾大嘅 security 嘅流動啊。咁好多時呢咁樣俾人撞下撞下啲 info 呢，就已經好多關聯嘅資料呢可以撞到出嚟啊。咁都頗危險啊。咁我都幾嚴重壓略緊呢，咁就睇下有乜辦法呢可以識咁啲 spotlight 可以 searchable 嘅嗰啲 result 啫，咁令到件事呢就安全少少啊。咁當然啦，即係你哋都會話話可以即係識咗嗰個即係 1Password 呢search 嗰個 setting 嘅，咁我覺得呢個都係一個其中一個辦法。咁只不過喺呢啲 app 上面呢，其實某程度上就要為咗令到件事保密呢，其實製造少少不便俾你㗎嘛，即係可能你要經過一兩個額外嘅 password 先至可以開到呢個 apps 呢去攞中間嘅資訊㗎嘛。咁但係如果你話咁容易喺咁嘅情況底下呢已經可以 search 到呢，我覺得已經違反咗佢本身呢啲 apps 嘅功能啦，即係所講嗰啲忘記咗初衷啦。咁呢個呢，所以就我話極度之唔推薦呢大家開曬所有 spotlight 嘅一啲嘅 option 啦。咁呢個呢就係一個安全性嘅考慮。咁當然啦，即係你話唔鍾意呢，咁一定係咁咪唔好用囉。咁呢個不嬲都係我嘅講法啦。咁即係我都唔係特別串人呀，咁從來都係嘅，即係你唔鍾意咪唔好用囉，你唔可以阻止嗰樣嘢生存咁樣㗎嘛。咁iOS 呢就講咗咁多啦，但係你話尋晚呢亦都喺個 band group 呢亦都講過呢個 Apple Watch 嘅呢個生存嘅意義啊。 即係我都係講嗰樣嘢啦。咁 Apple Watch 呢就唔係一個 must buy 嚟嘅，咁但係如果你又唔鍾意俾佢改嗰啲咩表面嗰啲嘅話，咁其實咁咪唔好買 Apple Watch 囉。還掂而家即係其實 Android Wear 呢都 support 到呢，即係未來嘅 Android Wear 都 support 到呢呢個 iPhone 嘅話呢，咁其實呢喺嗰個Smartwatch 嘅呢個市場咧，亦都多咗好多選擇啦。咁啊，未來咧應該有一場嘅激戰啦。咁啊，對於我嚟講咧，今次咧其實琴晚等咧，我最主要想 upgrade 嘅咧，並唔係呢個 iOS 9啦，咁而係咧 WatchOS 2啊。咁啊，點解會想 upgrade 呢個WatchOS 2咧？咁啊，因為最重要就係可以希望即係透過 update 啦，改善咧而家現有咧呢個Apple Watch 嘅performance。 咁好老實啦，即係嗰個 Apple Watch 呢我都戴咗三個零月啦，真正嘅 use case 呢，即係正如我最開頭咁講啦，咁我唔 expect 佢會改變呢個世界啦，主要都係做一啲運動啦，或者一啲tracking 為主啦，我自己用得最多就係嗰啲行路嘅計步方面啦，心跳啊或者一啲 fitness app 嗰啲為主啦。咁我都好希望呢即係透過咗 Apple Watch 呢可以有更加強嘅功能呢，有個 integration 嘅。咁譬如話即係喺個 fitness 嘅 app 裏面呢，你跑住步呢佢真係可以用到嗰個heart sensor 啦，即係個心跳嘅 sensor 啦，又或者呢攞多一啲 GPS 嘅功能咁樣啊。咁我 so far 用咗三個零月嘅即係 Apple Watch 呢，如果用返即係 WatchOS 1.0 呢嗰種嘅做事嘅方法呢，即係我覺得嗰個 developer 可以做到嘅嘢都的確係比較少啲呀。咁亦都去到好後期啦，先至有唔同嘅一啲 apps 可以喺上面，即係譬如可能 WhatsApp 啦，或者 WhatsApp 都未有添呀， Line 呢先至可以喺Apple Watch 上面呢用一個 voice recognition 呢去覆返啲 message。咁我期待呢就是、其實可以開放更加多嘅 API 呢，可以俾啲 developer 呢去用盡隻錶嘅功能啦。咁 so far 佩戴上面啦，咁同埋即係過去呢出咗啲 apps 嘅功能方面呢，我覺得相對嚟講呢有啲似即係當年啊，即係 iOS 呢開始面世嘅時候呢嗰種嘅情況啊。咁啲功能呢好有限啦，咁但呢有好多新嘅 idea 呢係可以呢透過個OS 嘅改變呢做得更多咁樣。咁我唔否認嘅，即係你話即係個表面方面呢，如果可以俾大家去改呢，即係做多啲功能呢固然係好啊。咁但係so far 即係喺我嘅睇法呢，不嬲 Apple 呢都係啲比較專制啲嘅公司啊。咁佢呢就管曬所有嘅我哋所講啲 user experience 嘅嘢啊。咁佢覺得佢認為係最好嘅呢，亦都應該會係你認為會最好嘅嘢。咁所以呢佢同而家嘅 iOS 一樣啦，其實佢成個 Springboard 啦，即係 iOS 嘅主頁方面呢嘅嘢唔俾你改呢係如出一轍嘅。咁我亦都唔認為呢未來嘅 iPhone 啦或者 WatchOS 呢係會俾你改佢個主畫面嘅。最多就係呢佢砌定咗啲 template 呢你跟住用囉，而唔係佢做，即係唔係俾 developer 去改嗰個 watch face 啦。咁就變咗你問我呢會唔會影響咗一個 user experience 呢，咁固然會嘅。咁始終都係嘛，即係譬如好似一隻錶啦，user 呢最多會同隻錶嘅 interaction 呢應該就會喺個錶面上面啦。咁但係縱觀我自己都用咗 Pebble 一排啦，咁未用過呢個 Android Wear。其實可能我自己嘅用途方面呢，我就真係比較少啲會改個 watch face 㗎喎。咁點解呢？因為我發現到呢改嚟改去呢 so far 對個 user 嘅影響呢唔係咁大㗎。因為改嚟改去呢你都係想好短時間裡面 access 幾個功能㗎啫。比如話我之前用 Pebble 啦，通常都係想 refer 返嗰個日子啦或者行程曆啦咁樣，即係個 calendar。第二樣嘢就會係想個大嘅 digital clock 喺度啊，譬如可能即係有大嘅秒針跳字喺度，咁方便睇時間。咁我自己嘅用途主要係改 watch face 呢都係呢兩部分，咁所以變咗你話即係有好多嘅 watch face 俾我改呢， 其實都唔會影響到我使用習慣嘅。咁 so far 即係我自己用Apple Watch 呢，其實用都用習慣咗一個而家揀咗個艇飛之後呢，要發覺冇乜需要大改，咁所以變咗呢我就冇特別話即係好 challenge 呢，話可唔可以轉表面嗰樣嘢囉。更加即係 so far 我見到其他 Android Wear 好多呢一啲 developer 出嘅 watch face 呢，其實佢哋都唔係主力去改善嗰個 user experience 啊，咁主要呢俾佢哋呢去改下唔同嘅表面啦，咁即係扮下唔同一啲實體嘅表，譬如可能WFC IWC 啊IWC 啦，扮啊 Pedal 啦，或者扮下地通缆，主要都係咁樣。所以我呢就唔算話特別期待呢去改個 watch face 嘅。咁呢個 watchOS 呢，咁琴晚呢就決定咗 delay 咗啦，咁暫時呢未有正式的公布日期啦，咁我都密切期待緊呢幾時呢會有新嘅WatchOS 嘅 update 呢，咁再同大家 report 啦，咁聽晚呢我又上唔到 Tony 咁，所以呢講咗先啦，咁睇下其他主持呢聽晚會唔會有其他嘅一啲講法呢，咁進一步補充呢個關於一個 Apple 嘅大嘅更新啦。咁如果講開呢即係 IT 嘢嘅話呢，亦都應該要講多一樣嘢啦。咁呢排呢應該大家都留意呢個樂視呢，就應該以一個天價呢47億呢真都攞到呢個未來幾年嘅一個英超轉播權啦。一般嚟講英超轉播權呢冇記錯應該三年嘅 standard contract 啦，咁由下個賽季開始呀，咁變咗播埋今季啦， Now TV 呢有機會會逆手這個英超權呢就會比樂視啊，咁但似乎呢睇個勢啊，樂視呢應該亦都會將返呢一部分嘅轉播啦，或者當一個 add-on 咁樣呢交返俾 Now TV 呢，咁等一啲用戶呢可以仍然喺個 Now 嘅平台上面呢繼續即係睇英超咁樣，咁而樂視嘅用戶呢亦都可能可以透過佢嘅 TV box 啦，或者佢嘅電視咧，睇到未來英超嘅轉播賽事咁樣。咁呢個咧對於即係我啦嘅嚟講咧，應該影響都甚為深遠咁樣。咁我記得咧，應該都唔止一次啦。咁喺 Talk Only 咧有講過呢個睇波呢方面嘅事宜啦，尤記得呢當年呢即係為咗睇呢個足球賽事呢呢、這個 Now TV 再加上呢個 IK 部呢兩個 set-top box 嘅陣營呢每個月都俾錢呀，咁即係一個好痛苦嘅經歷啦。咁樂視呢登陸即係應該咁講，英超呢登陸呢個樂視呢即係對於我嚟講呢亦都係一個天大嘅 bad news 呀。咁先唔好講話即係樂視呢到時候喺香港嘅 office 啊，可以透過佢 production team 呢做到咩質素嘅節目轉播啦。即係身為一個用家呢，又特別係即係睇波個個禮拜都會睇英超嘅用家嚟講呢我真係覺得異常悲痛啊。咁因為呢幾個大嘅賽事呢拆散曬唔同嘅 set-top box 呢，其實意味住呢即係身為用家嘅我哋呢，咁屋企呢有首先第一樣嘢就要裝齊咁多種嘅機頂盒啦，咁第二樣嘢就係話呢唔同嘅公司呢都要畀一啲月費嘅，咁你都知啦，而家啲咁電視公司呢營商知道呢就係、是、用一個月費呢夾你呢有咁多台買咁多台呀，咁即係呢有時候你畀一個月費呢譬如 let's say 呢我自己Now TV 呢嗰個一個月月費呢都成300多元呢，其實300多元呢又唔係完完全全呢買緊曬所有你想睇嘅一啲頻道㗎喎，咁譬如話我300多元呢個 Now TV 嘅叫做好似叫Super Sport Pack 啦，即係超級呢、這個體育頻道咁樣啦，咁有咗好多台啦，譬如話我從來都唔會轉嘅呢個 Fox Sports 啦，咁 亦都有啲譬如可能其他譬如 NBA 频道嗰啲咁样咧，少啲睇嘅，咁但系你其实都系俾紧月费咧，要养起埋呢啲频道咁样。咁可以想象到咧，假设啊，未来如果欧联咧仍然喺呢个 cable 啦，咁英超喺乐视啦，而呢、這个西甲啦，即系西班牙足球联赛啦，再加呢个德甲啦，同埋 ESPN 咧仍然喺呢个 Now TV 嘅话咧，咁啊变咗一般嘅球迷咧，要睇大部分啊一啲高质素嘅足球赛事咧，意味住咧最少要兩個嘅 set up box 要裝啦。咁譬如可能你鍾意睇歐洲賽事嘅，咁Now TV 啦，再加呢、這個即係 cable 呢應該都走唔甩㗎啦。咁啊我而家呢就冇裝 cable 啊，咁所以呢兩晚呢歐聯嘅賽事呢一場都冇得睇嘅。咁啊咁當然啦，即係 cable 呢啲咁嘅 walking dead 啦，亦都無謂去支持啦，唔睇咪唔睇囉，最多到時候歐聯十六強開始呢先至落巴或者去朋友屋企睇啦。咁但係呢如果你英超呢搣甩咗嘅話呢，咁到時又唔知樂視呢批俾返俾 Now 方面呢嗰、那個費用會有幾高。咁變咗譬如好似我咁啦，而家300多元一個月嘅即係個最強體育頻道呢，咁到時可能呢就唔好意思呀，我先會約㗎嘛。咁下年仍然 keep 咗300多元，或者有機會呢 Now 呢會主動會 cut 返個價錢呢，留客都唔定嘅。咁但係呢會唔會呢因為嗰個天價呢奪得呢個英超頻道呢，而令到呢就算連樂視呢拍返俾 Now 呢嗰、那個價錢呢都高漲咗好多，咁變咗呢身為 user 嘅我呢有機會每個月月費呢就唔止300多元喎，可能去到400-500元不等咁樣，只係為咗睇返呢原有應該有嘅英超啊。咁呢個呢對於我嚟講呢即係極度之不利啊。咁除咗價錢方面啦，咁即係我希望呢就係話 Now 呢可以播得返晒呢即係所有原有嘅啲英超嘅賽事呢，唔會話因為咁樣而刪減啦。咁你都知啦，即係談生意呢唔係自己嘅時候呢，咁你只係攞返個轉播嘅權呢。咁 Now TV 會唔會就唔會好似而家咁樣呢開足咁多個台去轉播英超呢？咁呢個呢亦都係即係另一個擔心的地方啦。咁你都知啦，因為呢 Now 出咗名就係都幾抌本嘅。咁過去嚟講呢，其實西班牙聯賽呢好少呢就喺 cable 方面會播足咁多場啦。咁去到咗呢個 Now 嘅平台方面呢，其實而家西甲呢即係場場都播，咁連嗰啲榜尾大戰啊，大家都唔識佢嗰隊球隊有啲咩人嗰啲波呢，咁都場場轉播啊。咁縱然呢即係唔係場場有呢、這個廣東話評述啦，咁我覺得都 nice to have 嘅。咁你起碼呢打開個台呢總有一段時間呢播緊波，咁亦都即係滿足到好多用家嘅需求咁樣。咁但係如果個權呢就係、是、個轉播英超權呢唔喺 Now 上面呢，佢會唔會仲維持咁多嘅Sport 嘅頻道呢？咁有保留啦，第一樣嘢。咁第二樣嘢就係話有冇辦法呢即係 cover 返晒呢咁多場嘅英超賽事呢，即係講緊20隊嘅球隊呢每季打38場波啊。咁講緊呢幾千場嘅賽都冇嘅，講緊6-7-8場賽事啦。咁到時係咪真係有辦法呢可以喺 Now 平台上面呢睇晒咁多場呢？咁呢個呢亦都即係成為一個疑問咁樣。咁再加上一樣嘢就係話樂視呢過去應該又冇任何嘅經驗呢做一啲嘅體育頻道嘅，咁亦都係要即係對外呢請返一啲嘅足球評述啦。咁到時候個評述嘅水平呢去到邊度呢，咁亦都好值得擔心㗎。你都知即係香港睇波呢，其實呢講波佬呢係幾影響到呢球迷嗰個投合性咁樣㗎。咁即係我諗聽開林上二大嘅大家呢，其實可能喺呢一刻呢聽講波佬呢亦都未必話個個都好滿意咁樣。咁如果而家現行呢撈個班底咁強橫底下呢，咁去到樂視底下亦都冇辦法再由返呢個班底繼續去播呢個英超嘅話，去評述英超賽事呢，咁會唔會影響咗大家個觀賞性呢？呢、這個亦都係我一個幾大嘅concern。咁縱然 即系你话诶唔听中文旁述，咁啊听英文咯。咁但系始终大家都系咧广东人嚟噶，即系香港人咧。聽廣東話評述呢就係即係理所當然嘅事啊，咁我哋接受唔到其他嘅語言啦，或者一啲英文嘅風格嘅廣播，咁你都知啦，嚟嚟去都係講英文名咋嘛，譬如可能你車路士嘅，咁你明唔明白就係阿 Fabregas 阿 Sa 咁樣，咁係好鬼悶㗎，咁所以我都有幾大嘅擔心啊，咁希望呢往後呢9月22、24號啦，咁樂視呢會有一個發布啊，咁希望呢到時候呢會有一個令到大家呢會唔會有損失嘅方案啦，咁如無意外呢我估計呢樂視應該都會派 set up box 啦，甚至有機會呢會派電視呢送一個免費會籍俾譬如可能睇半年至一年呢俾一啲嘅即係 app doctor 啦，咁就即係要咗佢個電視人呢都會有一個半年以上嘅一個試用版啦，咁我睇啱先至畀錢。咁如果至於我呢，我會唔會因為咁而即刻轉會呢個樂視呢唔續撈呢，咁我都要睇一睇即係未來嘅發展情況啦，因為就算冇咗英超呢，其實 Now TV 呢而家個體育嘅陣容呢的而且確呢仍然呢都係最強嘅。咁咁我睇得最多嘅單車啦，咁三大 Grand Tour 呢環西班牙環法環意啦，咁另外一啲嘅經典嘅賽事呢大部分呢都會喺返即係 ESPN 嗰邊播啦，咁對於我嚟講應該就絕對係一定要 keep 返啦。咁另外呢即係如果大家有睇開一啲 NBA 頻道啦，甚至會 subscribe 一啲球會頻道，譬如曼聯台咁樣呢，咁仍然呢喺返晒 ESP 喺返晒 Now 嗰方面咁樣，所以你話因為一個英超呢而令到 Now 呢大量損失客戶嘅情況呢，咁我自己估計就應該就未至話好嚴重嘅，咁但係就睇下會唔會一個比較合理嘅價錢呢，或者嘅轉播嘅方案啦，咁呢個呢都應該係會觸目嘅點嚟嘅。咁大概呢即係對於呢個樂視攞到呢、這個英超嘅睇法呢，大致上呢我都係講到呢度啦，因為都唔係話睇咗好多嘅資訊啦，咁睇住往後嘅發展啦，咁再同大家去分享少少嘅睇法啦。咁講開足球呢，咁今個禮拜尾呢亦都會有呢、這個車路士對呢個阿仙奴嘅一個倫敦打比大賽呀，咁啱啱呢個歐聯呢贏咗四球嘅呢個車仔呢，咁亦都會返本土聯賽呢對返呢個阿仙奴咁樣，咁阿仙奴呢就啱啱歐聯輸波啦，咁而車仔呢就啱啱歐聯贏波4-0啊，咁亦都見到應該我估計阿車仔呢信心會有返個回升嘅，咁亦睇下即係摩連奴呢會唔會有啲嘅陣容嘅變動啦，咁即係亦都希望呢換走呢、這個伊雲努力啦，咁改一改嗰、那個後衛嘅陣容啦，咁 so far 咧我都睇咗少少琴晚嘅精華嘅，咁呢個新簽翻嚟嘅巴巴咧，打閘位咧，表現都似乎都尚算合格啦，咁啊睇下會唔會可以擺翻呢個艾斯比利古大擺翻右閘位置啦，左邊打巴巴啦，咁亦都中場方面咧，即係可能會冇咗帕杜啦，同埋呢個韋利安底下呢亦都可以一個比較有創造能力啦同埋機動性嘅一個中場組合啊。咁 so far 呢咁多次呢即係阿仙奴對車路士嘅一啲打比大賽呢，咁車仔呢都係一個低控球率嘅方式呢就係去贏阿仙奴啊。咁睇下即係呢個禮拜尾啦，咁呢場賽事呢嘅情況係點樣嘅。咁我自己估計啦，應該車仔呢有機會呢贏2-1嘅，咁拭目以待啦，咁亦都呢即係多謝大家呢收聽呢個今晚嘅 One Mon Night 啊，咁今晚呢仍然沙聲，咁希望下個禮拜呢呢個身體嘅狀況有所改善啦，咁另外就係下個禮拜呢會有 Edmund 嘅第二集啦，咁預期應該會好精彩嘅，咁希望大家留意啦，咁多謝大家今晚都係咁多啦，咁留意返聽晚呢 Talk Only 環節嘅。
Nothing you the walls out of nowhere, out of my thoughts. Let me sing you a waltz about this one night stand. Dreamt of in life, but now you're gone. You are far gone. All the way to your island of rain, it was for you just a one night thing, but you were much more to me, just so you know. I hear rumors about you, about all the bad things you do. But when we were together alone, you didn't seem like a player at all. I don't care what they say, I know what you meant for me that day. Right. You meant for me much more than anyone I've met before. One single night with you, little Jessie, is worth a thousand with anybody. I have no bitterness, my sweet. I'll never forget this one night thing. Even tomorrow in other arms, my heart will stay yours until I die. Let me sing you a waltz out of nowhere, out of my blues. Let me sing you a waltz about this lovely one night stand.